WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival, and in this case, a review of the past Newport Music Festival.
Yes.
Welcome back, Pamela. Nice to have you with us. Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's, as always, wonderful to be here. And it is a review, a little bit. I've had so much positive response from our patrons, our listeners, and especially about last week's show. People said, we don't want the summer to end. We don't want the festival to end. So I thought I'd do one more little review before chillier weather sets in.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
So, you know, at the Newport Music Festival, it always feels like summer. So today I thought that we would listen to one of the pieces that we played that was a little bit different, a little bit beyond what we normally do. And as many of our listeners know, the festival this summer really started expanding, not only in terms of repertoire itself, but also in terms of the size of ensemble and the locations we perform.
And the kind of talent that you brought in.
Absolutely.
Which was stretching the boundaries of what it used to be.
Exactly right. Although, you know, as you and I have spoken about many times, the festival has had everything from Russian rock groups,
right.
You know, to all kinds of entertainers and performers. So I think over its illustrious 50-year history, the festival has had a broad spectrum, but I think now the ability to keep aligned with our mission, right, our core mission, and just expand that a bit so that people do have the opportunity, if they come for 2 or 3 days, to experience several different genres is really exciting.
Excellent.
So we were at Castle Hill on probably one of the most spectacular evenings of the entire summer. The weather was perfect. We are so grateful to Castle Hill, who were our sponsors that evening and, you know, made the grounds available to us. I, of course, also want to thank our other sponsors for this glorious evening, Gerald Gibeon, Marjorie Yashar, Bruce and Maureen Holland, and Trish and Tor Peterson. Thank you so very much. So we had this beautiful evening, and we performed, we opened the concert with a very special piece of music that was very appropriate for the location, Handel's Water Music. And so what was lively about this is that you were surrounded. It was really surround sound. We had the strings up on stage and the brass on the side. And so you got this sort of surround sound experience. And people really loved it. It was a really wonderful way to open a performance. And so let's play the water music that we played this summer. This is played by the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas McEagan.
We'll listen to those 5 relatively short pieces and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Newport Music Festival just finishing its 2019 summer season. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival, and we've been reviewing last week and this week all the wonderful things that happened.
Incredible season. We're so very grateful to all of our supporters in so many ways who have allowed us, as we said, to expand the festival. And one of the most exciting things from the artist perspective, and I think also the audience perspective, was the creation of our Young Professional Artist Program. And we mentioned this last year going into the season. When someone has graduated from Juilliard or Peabody or New England Conservatory, you know, perhaps with a master's degree, even a doctorate, it's very difficult to break into the industry, as
right.
you well know.
Find a job,
exactly. Right. And you have literally thousands of highly qualified individual artists who are very passionate about what they do. And so we created this program, the Young Professional Artist Program, and it was touching, absolutely touching, to see how successful it was and how these young artists bloomed their comments to us, you know, just unsolicited, writing to me saying this was one of the best experiences of my entire life, and I felt like it was truly an honor to stand on stage with these world-class artists and develop and work with them behind the scenes and get mm-hmm. coaching and get taught. And so I just wanted to thank, you know, we are so grateful to the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy and our donors who at the gala generously supported our Fund in Need, which was specifically for education and outreach and the Young Artists Program.
It is an amazing project, and people, I don't think, realize how important that is when you said behind-the-scenes things. Yeah. That's amazing for an artist to be able to have that kind of communication, that kind of rapport with others that have been fortunate enough to go on.
Yeah, so it was really very, very exciting. And the other thing it allowed us to do, is to perform larger ensembles, like
sure.
the Handel we just heard. We had an entire evening called Strings, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, bigger pieces like the Tchaikovsky Serenade that we heard last week. And this week I'm going to feature one of the pieces from that program, which is the Holberg Suite. It was written by Edvard Grieg, who lived from 1843 to 1907. He was a Norwegian composer, many think really the father of modern Norwegian music. And we got to play the Holberg Suite, which is very beautiful, very melodic and uplifting. And so this evening I thought we'd play for you the fourth and fifth movements from that piece. The fourth movement is Air, entitled Air Andante Religioso. The fifth movement is a Rigaudon, which is a French Baroque dance, and that's Allegro con Brio, so it ends, you know, very jubilantly. Holberg was a Norwegian essayist, philosopher, writer, poet, you know, a multi-talented Renaissance man.
One of those guys.
And Grieg wrote this to honor him. So, you know, very exciting, very important piece. And so, again, we're going to hear these last two movements, and it's not only uplifting and melodic, but it makes me so happy to think that we brought such joy to so many people by playing this piece.
Excellent. We'll listen to both of those and take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Newport Music Festival's summer season of 2019 is behind us. I'm Mike Mano, having a pleasant evening as usual, sitting with Pamela Pantos, thinking about all the things that were and a little bit about what might be. But let's go back to some of the wonderful events of last season.
Well, one of the things that has become very apparent to us is that the festival has really a drive or a culture to it of always being the highest quality art, but also being a little entertaining, right? It's summertime, and you want to enjoy things. You want to smile, and a little unexpected. And I think that's sort of who I am. You know, just always, you never quite know what you're going to get. So our byline is artful, entertaining, and unexpected. And I really feel that that's a great mantra. It's uplifting, it's fun, and yet, of course, always of the highest quality, as everyone has come to expect from the festival. So one larger ensemble that we did this summer, we did an evening called 2-3-4 Pianos. And I think probably the expectation was, okay, two pianos, a lot of the beautiful duet repertoire, and then three pianos, and what's four?
Yeah.
And so after intermission, the three pianos was not simply three pianos on stage, but a full ensemble with three pianos. We had to extend the stage a little bit, and I was at the very last minute thinking, oh my gosh, we're not going to quite make it.
Where we did. Are they gonna fit?
We did. We fit, actually. The artists were terrific about it. You know, the oboist stood and things like that. But we made it work. It was an incredible evening. People absolutely loved it. And the three piano piece was the Mozart triple piano concerto. So it was truly, you know, a kind of, you know, busting at the seams kind of experience, but it was absolutely incredible. So I would love to play the last movement from that piece, the Allegro. And again, thank you to our wonderful pianists and our wonderful ensemble who just had such a great time with this piece.
Thank you. variety was certainly the spice of this year's event, as you mentioned. You did have all kinds of things. You had singing groups, which, you know, in the past wasn't normal. You had dance performances.
Yeah, you know, that was truly interesting for me to see. We had the Swingles, who, as you know, are, you know, five-time Grammy-winning a cappella group, who really blew the socks off everyone. We had Megan Hilty, superstar Broadway performer, and as you just mentioned, we had
the dance people that just kind of lit up the night.
People told me that moving music, they felt like they were in New York City, which was, of course, you know, very exciting. It was the Casino Theater, but we didn't limit ourselves to the stage. They used the balconies,
all
they
around.
Used the audience, they used everything. And it was interesting for me to hear from, you know, people who have been coming for 30 years who are very much classical music advocates and fans, how much they enjoyed it, because the music was our performers, our, you know, our greatest performers.
But that's you taking a chance, too, because it could have gone the other way.
And thank goodness it didn't. But I think, again, you know, I think that one of the things that's really exciting quite now is not that we're being experimental in any way, shape, or form, but rather
inclusive, and in
the spirit of the great composers. Think of Mozart. You know, the magic flute hadn't, you know, something like that hadn't ever been created. Or if you think of Stravinsky, right, breaking boundaries. And I think that one of the exciting things is when you have the highest quality artists, and they are so collaborative, and we are so grateful to their spirit of let's see what we can come out on the other side. What ends up happening is that the audience, the performers themselves, create something so synergistic that you could have never anticipated. And that's what great art is about, breaking those boundaries,
sure,
right?
Of course, yeah.
So I think that that was so successful for so many people that we will be repeating that next year. So I think a lot of people are very excited about that, because it was, again, you're sitting there and you have dancers right next to you, performers right next to you. You never knew where the next moment was coming from. And we're so grateful to Salve Regina and the International Tennis Hall of Fame for being our partners in that creation of that evening.
And speaking of partners in that creation, believe it or not, it takes money
to put
that on.
I think people sometimes don't know, because they see the fine quality of things.
And they think their ticket price is paying for it.
I wish. You know, I wish the ticket prices.
It's only a small portion of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's about 30%. All the ticket prices are about 30% of what it takes to put this all together. And so we have been very fortunate in that the Aletta Morris McBean Charitable Trust has given us a $500,000 challenge grant to create a capital reserve. And what that means is, for the first time in the festival's history, we'll actually have money in the bank should, you know, a rainy day ever happen. And so, again, thank you so much to the trustees of the Charitable Trust for believing in the festival, for wanting this to go on for another 50 years. And what's truly remarkable is we need to raise $125,000 each year for 4 years, which they will then match, and we'll have $1 million as a capital reserve at the end of that. And what's truly remarkable is, as of this morning, we're already at $115,000 for our $125,000 this year. So we are so close, and everyone's money is doubled. And I think that's truly what's exciting all of our listeners, our audience members, our patrons, is that if I give you, you know, $250, $500, $1,000, all of a sudden it's doubled. So you're so much closer to your goal. And it's really, you know, it's something for the sustainability of the organization. And so, again, we are so grateful to the Charitable Trust, to all of our listeners who have participated. And if you would like to participate, all you need to do is go to the Newport Music Festival website, newportmusic.org, and it says donate. You click right there. It goes straight to the McBean page, and everything you give will be doubled. So thank you for that.
That's amazing.
It is remarkable and so exciting. I can't even tell you.
I know.
So an incredible highlight for us, and let's have another highlight and a musical highlight this evening. So when we did 2-3-4 pianos, I think everyone was thinking, what are they going to do? They have these three massive grand pianos on stage and all these people on stage. Where are they going to put the fourth piano? And so Yamaha, our wonderful sponsor, gave us a beautiful upright that had incredible sound, and so that got wheeled right into the audience.
Into the audience?
Right into the audience. It was right there in the middle of the audience, and people absolutely loved it. And one of our young artists got to play, John Black, got to play that instrument. So it was very special. And we played the Bach 4 Piano Concerto. It was originally written by Vivaldi for harpsichords. And Bach then, you know, in honor of his, of Vivaldi, turned it into a 4-piano piece, or as we say, a 4-keyboard piece, because of obviously the modern piano wasn't in the formation or in the creation that we know it today. So let's listen to that, the last movement of Bach's four keyboard concerto. And again, just lots of joy, lots of excitement going on at the festival. And thank you to all of our listeners.
All right. And if you want to check all this out, you can do that by going to the website, which is newportmusic.org.
Exactly.
And you can also contribute there. So take advantage of that and make a contribution so we can keep this wonderful music flowing in Newport. Pamela, we'll see you next time.
Thank you again, Mike.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.